and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. And we're back here on our pregame show, and LeSueur Henderson head coach Ryan Graff joining us here as they get set to take on the Eagles here tonight. And South Central Conference, at least a share of the title is on the line here tonight, Ryan. So a pretty big game, and you made that possible by defeating Minnesota Valley Lutheran on Friday by a score of 74-72. So a tight one there, Ryan. How about your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, it was very tight. MVL is a good team. I think better than what their overall record might show. I think they've had a lot of close games this year. We came out pretty flat to start the game, and they took advantage of that and had a lead at halftime and a lead fairly deep into the second half. But luckily, the boys, you know, came together and stuck with it, and we were able to squeak out a tough conference win there, and then keep our hopes for a share of a conference championship alive here tonight.
All right. You actually did have a game last night, too, against TCU, and we all know how they've struggled this year. 75-34 was the final in that one, and so that game didn't have a whole lot of bearing on anything, I guess. Maybe a section, I don't know. I suppose a possibility there, but your thoughts on last night's win?
Yeah, it obviously we're familiar with TCU from our Minnesota River Conference days there. Yeah, they've had a tough year. I've been in their coach's shoes, and we kind of talked about that a little bit before the game. But it's a section game, so it may or may not factor in with how we're doing the QRF seating this year. You know, I think it. It may, but I think that tonight's game is will have a lot more bearing. Obviously, it's for a conference championship, but no, we came out and you know, did what we wanted to do last night and get that win and make sure we're always just playing up to the best of our abilities and playing as a team. And I think for the most part, we did that, so it was good to have that coming into tonight's game.
All right. Well, you mentioned, too, you know, of course, the conference thing tonight with the newly formed South Central Conference this year. But this is, I guess, a pretty big section game, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, in my view, our section is a lot tougher this year than it has been. It's a little new format this year where we are, you know, just seeding 1 through 16. There's no north and south anymore. Obviously, Waseca is kind of the cream of the crop, been sitting at the top and undefeated all year long. But I think after that, there's a lot of good teams. I think there's going to be some good teams that are going to be playing road games
right.
to start the first round of playoffs. So, yeah, we're kind of in a jumble. There's about four or five teams with very similar records there in the 4-7-8 grouping there. So with us and Maple River both being in there, this one will go a long ways in how those seeds shake out.
All right. Well, the first time you played, it wasn't a real good night for you, as Maple River kind of took it to you and won 73-41, which surprised me a little bit on the you know, the lopsidedness of that game. And so, what do you remember about that, Ryan? And what needs to be corrected to make a run at Maple River here tonight?
Yeah, they did take it to us. I mean, it seems wasn't that long ago, but it seems like quite a while ago. I think you know, Maple River played and performed better than us that night. I honestly think that we both are playing better even since that day. I think we both have some pretty lengthy winning streaks here heading into tonight's game, and those I think we each have some nice wins in there. We lost track. They've got a good team. They're not super deep, but we let their shooter get some uncontested looks from three right away in the game. That's something that we can't do. We've got to make them earn it. We don't want to give them any comfortable looks where they can get into a rhythm, kind of at least make them earn that. And if anything, they don't get into the rhythm until late in the half or into the second half, not, you know, a minute or two into the game. So we'll need to keep an eye on their shooters, and they've got an inside presence too. So the biggest thing we're going to need to do is play together and be connected, both offensively and defensively. And if we can do that, I think we're both fairly talented, and I think whoever just plays better tonight is probably who's going to end up at the favorite on the scoreboard at the end of the game.
All right, there you go. That's LeSueur Henderson head coach Ryan Graff on our pregame show. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River Basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder. And we're back here on our pregame show. Maple River head coach Chad Osterman joining us as they get set to take on LeSueur Henderson in the final regular season game of the year. And coming off the Sibley East win Friday night, Chad, 64-48, the final score there. Of course, they flip-flopped the games. The LeSueur Henderson game ends up being the last game of the year, which is kind of fitting, I guess, because it comes down to whether you're going to be in a tie or win the conference outright now, depending on that game.
Yeah, you know, winter weather took over last week, so we flip-flopped the games, and we did still hold senior night on Friday night because we had some different plans for that. So that's out of the way, and now this is the last regular season game, and it's fitting that you know, it's kind of for the conference championship.
Yeah. Sibley East game, what'd you think about your play in that one? I guess, you know, you got off to a really good start in that game. And as happens sometimes when you build a big lead, which you did, things get maybe a little more sloppy than you like later on in the game. And that kind of happened too, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, I thought we got way too comfortable once we got that lead and didn't keep our foot on the gas pedal, so to speak. You know, we kind of let up and we're kind of watching the clock tick away and just trying to get out of the game, I guess, after you built that big lead. But very proud of the kids for the first half, getting that 23-point halftime lead. That was kind of nice. And yeah, we did kind of coast after that.
All right. So it's Lesueur Henderson here tonight. And the first time you played them, you didn't have a whole lot of trouble with them. You won 73-41. And they do pose some problems, though, because they're big, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very big, very athletic. They play a couple of different zones. They play some man-to-man and do some different things that way. So they present some matchup problems. I thought the first time up there, we played pretty well, of course, and kind of snowballed after we got a lead on them up there. So maybe the score is a little bit deceiving compared to what it actually was. You know, they're playing a little bit different. You know, that's a month ago, so they got some different guys in the rotation, starting a different lineup a little bit. So we'll see. They've had some big wins here recently. They beat Lake Crystal Welcome Warrior, of course. And then they beat Southwest Christian, who's in the top 10 of AA as well. So should be a fun game.
Any need to do anything different this time around against them?
Well, you know, we're going to have to do some things a little bit different defensively, personnel-wise, just because of their different rotation. But other than that, no, we definitely want to make sure we stay aggressive against their zones on offense. And then defensively be able to rebound with them. Those are going to be kind of the biggest keys of the game tonight.
All right. Well, of course, this is the first year of the South Central Conference, and you already have clinched at least a tie for the conference, but it would be kind of fun to just win the first year of the conference championship outright, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, nobody wants to tie a conference championship, so it would definitely be nice, and of course, if it is a tie, it would be a three-way tie with Lesueur and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. So I don't think our kids are wanting that, and definitely want to, you know, play our best here, last regular season game of the year, and be, you know, on a, end the regular season on a high note here prior to the playoffs.
All right. Then Wednesday, the seedings come out for the section tournament. And I guess it'll be interesting to see where you end up. I think you guys should get a home game, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think that's pretty close to cut and dry, just based on our QRF, which is what they're using for the seedings. I don't think, no matter what happens here tonight, I don't think we can drop far enough to not get a home game, so that's kind of nice for the kids.
All right. Final thoughts on the last regular season game here. Your record is just keeps improving. You've been playing pretty well as of late, Chad, which is what you want this time of year, but final thoughts of what needs to happen here tonight to get another win heading into the playoffs.
You know, we look forward to playing another great opponent in our conference, and you know, I think, you know, tonight we got to be able to rebound with them. They present, like I said, a bunch of different challenges with their athleticism and length. And then we got to be able to guard that too inside. That'll be a big key. And then offensively, just being able to be aggressive. They may not be have the quickness of some of the other teams we played, but they use their length very well to defend you. They're one of the better defensive teams we've played. So look forward to doing that, and hopefully we can play well and be successful.
All right, there you go, folks. Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach, on the pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment. Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. for experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, getting ready for the start of this one here tonight between Maple River and Le Sueur Henderson. Starting lineups, Maple River, Wyatt Burr, 6'7", senior, Zach Trio, the 6-foot junior, Tyler Hines, 5'10", sophomore, Avery Bergman, the 6'4", sophomore, and Cole Davis, the 6'1", sophomore, the starters for Maple River. For Le Sueur Henderson, Moraine Kang, 6'5", senior, Caden Graff, 6-foot senior, Brody Barrett, 6'3", senior, Hunter Vinkemeyer, 6'9", sophomore, and John Carroll's a 6'6", senior. They don't put anybody on the floor under 6 feet. They're big all the way across the line, and even their guards have good size. So it'll be a challenge, although Maple River handled that challenge the first time around. We're back with the tip-off in tonight's game coming up in a moment.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex premium lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
At The Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of The Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in Mapleton, just about ready to get going here. We've got the starting lineups coming up. And then we will be ready to roll here. Yeah, starting lineups being introduced. We're into the playoff season, of course. This is the final regular season broadcast that we'll have for you here. Maple River against Le Sueur Henderson. We're in the midst of the girls' playoffs already. Section tournaments getting underway for us last night. And United South Central girls, as far as the teams that we cover, are about the only ones left still alive, and they'll have a tough one tomorrow night as they take on Sleepy Eye St. Mary's up in St. Peter. Or not tomorrow night, Thursday night, I should say. Thursday night. And we'll have that one for you Thursday night right here on 98.1 FM. So be sure and join us for that here on Thursday. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off on Thursday night here on 98 Country. Friday, we have USC boys action. They have a play-in game against Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop on Friday night at 7 in Wells. And we're going to bring you that one as well on Friday night right here on 98.1 FM. And we also have wrestling, of course, state tournament wrestling going on. We'll be following Blue Earth Area's Timmy Nagel. And Maple River USC, their three wrestlers that made it to the state tournament. Noah and Isaiah Gonzalez and Byron Getchell all qualifying for state wrestling. So that starts with first round action around 9 o'clock Friday morning. And we'll do most of our wrestling coverage, or all of it Friday anyway, over on AM 1560. So you can tune in over there for that. We're ready to play here in Mapleton as we get set to jump it at center court. A decided height advantage for Hunter Venkemeyer at 6'9". We'll jump against Wyatt Burr. I guess not that much. 6'7" Burr. And the tap came right at me and I missed it. I was supposed to catch that one. It flew right over my head here. I reached up and couldn't quite haul it in here, but it actually went off of me, but it's going to be a Maple River ball. And the Eagles will get it first on the opening tap. Bergman on the right side. Over to Hines. Tyler Hines down to the right corner. Baseline drive and a feed underneath and a basket for Wyatt Burr. Nice feed by Zach Trio on the penetration on the baseline. And the Eagles off to a 2-0 lead. Here comes LeSueur Henderson, their first possession here tonight. Hunter Venkemeyer on top to Kang. He drives in, shoots off the glass, and it's no good, but a foul called on Maple River. And it will be on Cole Davis. Davis with his first. And the first team foul, it puts Moraine Kang to the line. And the first free throw on the way is good by Moraine Kang. Second free throw coming here to tie it up if he gets this one down. And he does. Nice work there. Moraine Kang with the two free throws, and it's a 2-2 tie. And Maple River into the front court. On the left side, Bergman has it, covered tightly there by Caden Graff. And there is they tried to bounce it down into the lane. It's kicked away by the Giants. And the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Graff will put it in play. On the right side, Bergman has it. And he hands it off to Davis. Davis, right side. Baseline drive there by Burr, trying to shovel it out of there, but it's tipped away and a steal for LeSueur Henderson. First turnover of the game on Maple River. And here's a drive up the right side, and Kang on an offensive foul this time. Moraine Kang on the offensive foul. That'll also be the first turnover on Maple River, or on LeSueur Henderson, I should say. And Maple River and USC are tied at two, and the Eagles have the ball. Davis right side. And a drive again by Trio. This time he kicks it to the corner. Three-point shot no good by Tyler Hines, and the rebound to LeSueur Henderson. And Caden Graff will bring it into the front court off to Venkemeyer. Venkemeyer dumps it down underneath and now kicked out to the corner, and the three-pointer good by Caden Graff. And Graff has LeSueur Henderson up by a score of 5-2. Maple River ball into the front court, into the lane on the elbow left side. Trio kicked out for Bergman's three. That's off no good, and the rebound to LeSueur Henderson. Kang drives in, shoots in front, and he gets the roll. And it falls through. Four for Moraine Kang now. And it's a 7-2 lead for LeSueur Henderson. Hines into the front court for Maple River. Right side on top Bergman. He's open. He'll take the three and he hits it. Avery Bergman with the three. And it's a 7-5 lead now for LeSueur Henderson. Into the front court, Graff. Back on top. Kang has it. Kang penetrates the lane, back out. Graff will shoot the three, and he gets it again. Caden Graff is hot here early. Couple of threes for him, and he puts LeSueur Henderson back up 10-5. on top. Bergman now for Ute for Maple River. Drive in the lane. Shot good by Wyatt Burr. Nice penetration to the edge of the lane there by Burr, and he has 4 points now for the Eagles. 10-7. Masur Henderson with the lead. John Carroll's out on top, and he is just as wide as he is big, and now a lob down underneath, and the shot by Benkemeyer, though, is off no good. Eagles on the rebound. Davis at the other end for three, and that comes off no good. Rebound to Bergman, though, and the Eagles will reset it. Bergman now with the three. Good from the left wing. And Avery Bergman showing some fire here early with a couple of threes, and that ties the game at 10 on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. We're all knotted up at 10. Pass down underneath. And it is Brody Behrens trying to go up, but that shot no good in traffic. Rebound off from Maple River. And the Eagles into the front court. Hines right side. Davis reversed back around to the left side now. Hines. Hines on the wing, cross court, Bergman open again. Another three-point shot by him, but this time it comes off no good. Kang on the rebound, drives all the way into the lane, and another offensive charging foul on Kang. And that'll be his second, and the second turnover on Masur Henderson. Will get a substitution immediately for Kang as Will Adams, the 6'2 sophomore, checks in. And Kang will come out with two fouls. He'll probably have to sit a stretch here. They don't want him to pick up number three. Maple River ball as Hines brings it into the front court. Left side, Bergman. They get two out on him. Masur Henderson plays this zone defense, and they're so long that they really cover a lot of area. There's another three by Bergman, though, as it's reversed back to the top of the key, and Avery buries another one. 13-10 now. That puts the Eagles up by three, 13-15 to go here in the first half. On top, Carrolls has it for the Giants. Down to Behrens. Now to Graff, kicked out to the right wing. That is Will Adams, who just checked in here a bit ago. For Kang, who's in foul trouble. And a drive by, well, it's a traveling call. Caden Graff on a drive left side. They called him for traveling. Third turnover on Masur Henderson. And Maple River gets it back. 13-10. Maple River with the lead. And Hines across the line. Hines right side. Penetrates the lane. Shot up is no good. Rimmed out on Hines. Rebound off for Masur Henderson. Benkemeyer into the front court. On top now for Adams. Reversed around. Three-point shot put up by Carrolls, the big man, and it's off no good. Rebound to Maple River. And the Eagles driving in the lane, and a desperation shot in traffic put up by Wyatt Burr. Rims out, no good. Graff into the front court, pulls up at the free throw line, drops it back for Adams. To Carrolls now on the right side. Benkemeyer comes out on the top of the key for it. Now penetrates, shoots just outside the lane right side. It's no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Still 13-10 on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Maple River has the lead. Pass inside to Burr. He's double-teamed immediately, and they get it back out. Bergman penetrates right side. His shot's blocked by Benkemeyer. Made him, that one stuffed right back in Bergman's face, and the Giants come down with it, and Graff has it on top. To the left side now for Behrens. Behrens penetrating up the right side of the lane. Spins, moves, slides, shoots one up, and it's off no good. Rebound for Maple River. Ahead to Trio. He'll try a three from the right wing. It's off no good. And the rebound to Masur Henderson, but a steal in the backcourt by the Eagles. Three-point try. Davis right wing won't go. And the rebound goes out of bounds in the corner, and it'll belong to Masur Henderson. And we're stuck at 13-10 here on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Maple River with a three-point edge. 10:58 left to go in the first half. And the Giants will inbound the backcourt. Kraft will bring it up. Into the front court, left side, and in the game now is Joel Lewis for the first time here for the Giants. Lewis is a 6'2 junior. Kraft with it right side. Into the lane. And a spin move in there for Nolan Weber, 6'7 senior, who checked in here as well. Everybody's big here. The Giants is a true representation on the nickname here. Lewis, a shot in front, no good. Bankemeyer on the follow, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. And the Eagles have it. Bergman left side. Trio drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Bergman. Bergman drives in, shoots in front, no good. And the rebound off four. The Giants still 13-10. We've been on that score for a while now. And on top with it is Lewis. Lewis off to Bankemeyer. Bankemeyer around to the left side. Lewis in the corner, cut off there by Bergman. Now to Bankemeyer, tries a reverse layup as he dribbles all the way under. No good, but a foul called on Maple River. It's on Wyatt Burr. First on him, second on Maple River. And so Bankemeyer will go to the line to shoot two for the Giants. And the first free throw is good. 13-11 now. Maple River leads by two on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. And the second free throw on the way. Good again. Bankemeyer with two. And it's a one-point game. Maple River leading by a point. 9:35 left to go here in the first half. Bergman has it left side. Now a whistle. And an offensive foul away from the ball on Wyatt Burr. And that hurts because that is his second now. So Burr picks up his second. We'll see if Chad Osterman makes a move here. Might have to go to Carson Healy for a stretch here. We'll see. That's what happens. The Eagles not particularly deep. And foul trouble can change their complexion in a hurry. LeSueur Henderson with the ball. Lewis has it on top. Over to the right side to Weber. Weber spinning into the lane. Now shovels it back out. Lewis shoots. Three-pointer right wing is no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off of LeSueur Henderson. And the... or off of Maple River, I should say. LeSueur Henderson will inbound from underneath. Carson Healy does check in now for Burr. We kind of thought that might be coming. Inside, they Bankemeyer traveled. He inbounded it, took the pass back, tried to drive to the basket, but is called for traveling. The fifth LeSueur Henderson turnover. So Carson Healy in there now, 6'2 junior for Maple River, as Wyatt Burr goes to the bench with two fouls. With 8:59 to go here in the first half. Pass tipped. And Bankemeyer's going to come up with that one. Second turnover on the Eagles. Lewis left side. Back out. Carroll's for three. And it's off, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Hines into the front court. Trio has it on the right wing. Back around to Bergman. Left side Hines. He shoots the three. And it's good. And Tyler Hines, with his first points of the night, gives the Eagles a four-point lead now, 16-12. And LeSueur Henderson has it. Bankemeyer on top, into the lane to Carrolls. Carrolls turns, shoots, and shot no good, and a foul called on Maple River. And it's going to be on Carson Healy. That'll be his first and the fourth on the Eagles. And so John Carroll's to the line to shoot two now for LeSueur Henderson. First free throw on the way is in and out, no good. Stop. 8:19 left to go first half on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. It's 16-12 Maple River. And the second free throw, no good by Carrolls with the rebound tipped to Venkemeyer, and he misses a shot on the baseline. And the rebound to Maple River. They had a chance to pull within two of the bucket there. Trio on top now for the Eagles. Right side, Hines. Off to Davis, who penetrates and gets the layup. Cole Davis hasn't had any looks really out in three-point range, but he drives in for a deuce there for his first points of the night. And the Eagles now up by six. Right side, Carrolls with the shot on the baseline is short, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River again. Hines into the front court to Trio, left side. Trio, Hines, back to Trio at the point. He drives into the lane, kicks it out right side to Hines. Hines stopped on the baseline, gets it in now, and the shot blocked. Got it into, I believe that was Carson Healy that took the shot, but that shot blocked. It went off of Lesueur Henderson underneath. It'll be Maple River ball. Timeout with 7:24 to go first half on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Maple River with the lead over Lesueur Henderson, 18-12. We're back in 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Mapleton, 18-12, Maple River leads. And Lesueur Henderson, or Maple River rather, will inbound from under their own basket. After Carson Healy's shot was blocked before the timeout, lobbed in to Bergman. Bergman over to Trio. Trio back out to Tyler Hines on top. Hines drives. Oh, nobody slid over. He had a clear path up the lane and takes it in for the layup. And an easy bucket there for Tyler Hines as a defensive breakdown there for Lesueur Henderson. Five now for Hines. And the Giants with it. There's a nice drive and a bucket by Caden Graff. 8 points now for Caden. 20-14. Maple River ball. Bergman left side into Healy. Healy in the lane. Now turns to shoot. Little fadeaway shot is good by Carson Healy. That was a very nicely executed shot there by Carson. And it's 22-14. Maple River with the lead. Carrolls way out on top for the Giants. Down inside, Venkemeyer, and he powers his way up for a bucket. Hunter Venkemeyer with four now. 22-16. Maple River has the lead. Hines into the front court for the Eagles. On the elbow, left side Trio. Now back to him out on top to Bergman left side. Bergman around Cole Davis on the right side. And the Giants have switched to man defense, it looks like, here. Right side. Here's a drive by Davis, and the runner no good at the shot clock buzzer, and the rebound to Lesueur Henderson. Graff into the front court. Gets it off on the left side for Adams. Around to Venkemeyer. Venkemeyer drives into the lane, shot up, and it goes around the rim and falls through. 6 points now for Venkemeyer, 22-18. Eagles lead by four on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. And the Eagles have the ball on top. Trio, right side, Hines. Hines, Bergman, Davis around to Trio, who cuts through, back to Hines, right side, Bergman. Burr again not in because he's on the bench with a couple fouls, and now Trio hits a three from the top for his first points of the night. And the Eagles getting some key threes at good times here, just when Lesueur Henderson is chipping away. 25-18. Here's Carroll's on a drive, and he powers his way in for a bucket. Two for Carroll's, his first bucket of the night. 25-20, Eagles lead. 4.5 left to go in the first half. Trio, right side, Hines. Hines, baseline drive, Davis cut off there, back out Bergman. Reversed back around, left side. For Hines to Trio, another three-point try from the top, no good. Carroll's there for the rebound. And here come the Giants into the front court. 4:05 to go in the half. Eagles by five. Off to Behrens, down in the lane for Carrolls, who gets behind his defender, and he got the bucket and the foul. And John Carrolls will have a chance at a three-point play as he's fouled by Carson Healy, and that's the second on Healy. And Wyatt Burr's going to come back in for the last 4 minutes of the first half here. Kang, who also had two fouls and sat for quite a stretch, is back in for Lesueur Henderson. Four for Carrolls. And he'll get the free throw here to try to complete the three-point play. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound grab by Trio. Trio will bring it up. Nope, he'll give it to Hines. Left side, Bergman hits another three from the left wing. Four threes for Avery here in the first half. He's got 12. And the Eagles back up by six. 3:35 left to go in the first half. Binkemeyer out on top. Off to Kang now. Kang pulls it out. Kang now on the dribble, drives in, shot up, no good, rebound, put back good by Kang. He followed his own miss and gets it on the second try. 6 points now for Maren Kang. And the Giants back within four again. Eagle ball, left side, Bergman. Bergman inside to Burr, and Burr traveled. Third turnover on Maple River. And finally, Nolan Weber is going to get to check in, the 6'7 sophomore. He's been sitting here waiting forever to check in, and he went in for Carrolls, who had a free throw there and then missed it, so he didn't get a chance to check in there, but now he's finally in there. And Graff with it off to Barrett, right side. Kang on a drive to the baseline, cut off by Davis inside for Brody Barrett, and he gets the roll on a shot on the baseline, and Brody Barrett with his first two of the game. Two-point edge now for Maple River, 2:38 to go in the first half. The Essential In-Home Services scoreboard as the Eagles have the ball. Davis, right side, dribbles back toward the top, left side, Hines. Hines, pass into Trio, ball loose, and a steal. Nicely done by Barrett there, the fourth turnover on Maple River. Kang at the other end. Back out on top now for Graff. Around to the right side, Binkemeyer. Binkemeyer drives the baseline, kind of falls down with it and lost it out of bounds. And that'll be turnover number six on Lesueur Henderson. And the Eagles will inbound. 28-26, Eagles lead with 2:03 left to go in the first half. Hines out on top for Maple River, right side for Burr. Burr hands it back to Hines. He comes around. Oh, big rejection there. And Kang tried to save it before it went out of bounds after he had the huge block there. And the ball will go to Maple River, and Davis will put it in play. Lobs it into the backcourt, and Hines will set things up for Maple River. Left side Trio. Man defense now. Lesueur Henderson started in zone. They're manning now. Here's a drive by Trio, and he misses the shot with Kang on him. Rebound to Lesueur Henderson. Chance to tie it with a minute and a half to go first half. Graff into the front court. Off for Brody Barrett. Barrett right side, Binkemeyer. Binkemeyer drives to the baseline in traffic, and he gets the bucket and a foul called. And it's going to be a charging foul, no basket. The foul is called, a charge on Benkemeyer, his first. No baskets, seven turnovers on the Sewer Henderson, and the Eagles hold on to their two-point lead. 1:15 left to go here till halftime. Hines has it out on top for Bergman. Bergman gets it off for Davis. Davis tries a three from the top, and he got it. Finally, Cole gets his first three of the game. He's got 5 points, 31-26. And into the front court, Graff has it now. Off for Barrett, right side. Reversed around to the left side. Will Adams underneath. Barrett shot in front. Got it. Brody Barrett posting up down low. That's the second bucket he's gotten that way. 4 points for him. 36 seconds left to go in the half. Hines taking his time as he comes into the front court. Left side, Bergman. Bergman inside for Burr. Burr back out and reversed around Trio. On top, Bergman. Left side, Hines. 17 on the shot clock to Trio. Trio drives, spins, shot blocked by Nolan Weber. Rebound to the Giants. 11 seconds to go. Graff into the front court. Graff way out on top. 6 seconds, 4 seconds. Graff dumps it inside, and it went off the hands of Brody Barrett underneath. Eighth turnover on LeSueur Henderson, and only 0.8 left on the clock. Yeah, Maple River would have to get rid of this one in a hurry. Inbounded to Burr. He picks it up, shoots beyond half court, no good. And it's halftime in a pretty tight one here, 31-28. Maple River has the lead, 31-28 at the half. Halftime report coming up after this timeout.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile. Don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Stayline Cooperative encourages youth to continue their education by offering eight $500 scholarships to area high school seniors. We urge you to consider a career in agriculture, which can include not only crop production, but finance, health in rural communities, and environmental or agricultural research. Applications are available for those attending a technical program or a four-year college by contacting your school counselor or any Stateline location. Completed applications must be submitted to Stateline by March 15th, 2025. Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carryout service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Back here in Mapleton, halftime, and it's a 31-28 lead for Maple River here at the halftime. Now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. And The game has been close. Maple River's kind of had the edge most of the first half, but LeSueur Henderson's has hung in there. I don't think the lead has been any bigger than 6, if I recall right here, in the first half. We'll come back, take a look at first half numbers after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, here's the numbers from the first half. Maple River led by Avery Bergman with 12 points here tonight. 5 for Tyler Hines, 5 for Cole Davis, 4 for Wyatt Burr, and 3 for Zach Trio. And off the bench, Carson Healy with 2 for their total of 31. LeSueur Henderson led by Caden Graff with 8 points, 6 for Maren Kang and Hunter Benkemeyer, 4 for Brody Barrett, and 4 for John Carrolls for their total of 28. Maple River 12 of 29 from the floor in the 41%. They did not go to the free throw line at all in the first half and committed 4 turnovers. And LeSueur Henderson was 11 of 23 for 48%. 4 of 7 from the line for 57%. And they committed 8 turnovers in the first half. So 31-28, Maple River has the lead here in the first half. There's your Hodges halftime report, again brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in 1 minute. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton. And we're back here in Mapleton. Halftime again, a 31-28 lead for Maple River. Eric Ward joining us here at the half. And much different game this time around, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, I think maybe our guys thought it was going to be the same kind of game. And, you know, when you're playing for a conference championship, it's not going to be like that.
Well, and they got a look at you. We were talking about it at the first game. I don't think they realized entirely the kind of shooter that Cole Davis can be, and he's not getting many looks tonight, is he?
Yeah, they know where he is at all times. Our other guys need to step up and make some shots like Avery did in the first half, and I think we should be okay.
Yeah, Avery did a nice job. Hit some. He leads you with 4 threes, 12 points in the first half. So what's got to change here to get some cushion and hold on to this one here, Eric?
We need to rebound better. I mean, they got a lot of points off offensive rebounds. We're doing okay on the help side defense, but then they're so big, we can't just go jump and get the ball. We got to box somebody out.
They really do have the size. I mean, there's nobody less than 6 foot on the floor at any time for them, and they're huge across the line. It seems like they should almost be better than they are. I mean, they're athletic too, aren't they, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, at 41, I mean, he's a good player, and his arms drag on the ground. I mean, so you think we've had a number of shots blocked, you think you're clear, and you're not. They're just so long and big that we got to be able to be strong with the ball and finish.
And Kang too, he's pretty athletic for a, what is he, 6'5", and he handles the ball pretty good too for a 6'5 kid too.
Yeah, when he's coming downhill at you got to be ready to go. He didn't start the first time we played him, so they've switched some stuff up, and yeah, we got to stay in front of him. He's crazy athletic.
All right, well, final thoughts, anything else you guys got to do here second half?
Well, we're 18 minutes from the conference championship, and hopefully the boys come out and play that way.
Yeah, I know you'd like to win it outright.
That's right. Nobody wants to share anything these days.
All right. Thanks a lot. Eric Ward, halftime. Again, the Eagles have the lead, but it's a close one, 31-28. The halftime score here, Maple River with the lead. Second half coming up after this timeout.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Greg Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. All right, here we go. Second half from Mapleton, 31-28. Maple River with the three-point edge to start the second half. LeSueur Henderson will get the ball first. Kang will put it in, and Graff will set it up for the Giants. Right side, Benkemeyer, pass down inside. Shot up, no good, but the foul, and the follow by Kang missed. And the second chance for Brody Baird. And he gets it. Three tries that time for LeSueur Henderson. Baird took the first shot. Kang missed the follow, but Brody was there to put the third one in, and that's just what Eric Ward was saying about the second chances here for the Giants, and they do it right away on the first possession, and now a pass in. Burr has it stripped away from him, and it's the fifth turnover on Maple River, and the Giants get it back again, down by one. They can take a lead with a bucket here. Benkemeyer, three-pointer from the top, comes off no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines into the front court. Dishes off now to Trio. Trio back to Bergman. Bergman, Trio. Around to the left side. Bergman on the wing. Dumps it inside to Burr against Kang. Back out. Trio for three. Oh, it's in and out. No good. And the rebound to LeSueur Henderson, and a chance for them to take the lead with a bucket again here. Graff into the front court. Barrett left side. Three-point shot. No good by Carrolls, and the rebound off for Maple River. Hines quickly into the front court. On top, Bergman. Left side. Trio with it. Trio. Round to the right side, and Bergman hits another three. He's been key with his threes. That's his fifth one. 15 now for Avery Bergman here tonight. LeSueur Henderson ball left side, and Carrolls tries to bounce it into Benkemeyer. It gets by him out of bounds, and that'll be the ninth turnover on LeSueur Henderson. And the Eagles lead by four. Giants had two possessions, a chance to take the lead. Couldn't get it done. Eagles still up by four. 2 minutes into the second half. And on top, Bergman has it. Right side for Hines. Bergman cuts through now. And the Giants staying in that man defense. Dumping it inside for Burr. Burr lost it for a minute. Gets it back. Now goes right back to the bucket. And he shoots in front and gets it. 6 points now for Wyatt Burr. The big two, Burr and Davis, pretty quiet tonight. Six for Burr, five for Davis, but Avery Bergman's picked up the slack, and now he steals one. Bergman on a breakaway. Oh, and his shot is rejected by Vankemeyer on the steal. And the shot at the other end, and here comes Lesueur Henderson, right side Kang. Drives the baseline, reverse layup, no good by Kang. Rebound putback is good by Brody Barrett, and another second chance bucket there for Lesueur Henderson. 36-32 now. Eagles have the lead. 15:05 left to go in the game on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Three-point try from the top. Good by Tyler Hines. Hines with 8 points, a couple of threes here tonight. 39-32, so the Eagles now, that's their biggest lead, I believe. It's seven right now. Lesueur Henderson ball on top. Vankemeyer right side, Carrolls. Carrolls, Vankemeyer underneath, and he turns and banks one in off the feed by Brody Barrett. And Vankemeyer with 8 points. 39-34, Eagles lead. Trio on top for Maple River, and he has it stolen by Kang. Kang taking it to the other end. He missed the layup. Kang missed the layup after the steal. Got his footwork all messed up. And the Eagles back the other way. Trio, three-pointer. Left wing rolls off, no good. And a whistle on the rebound, and a jump ball is called. And the Giant bench wanted an over in the back on that one, but they don't get it. It's a jump ball, and it'll belong to Maple River underneath. Kang, he was thinking about jamming it, but then a defender got on him, and he got his footwork messed up and ended up missing the layup. And it's inbounded by the Eagles on top to Bergman. Left side, Trio. Trio on the wing, dribbles around. Bergman now. Back to Trio, left side, and Davis has it. Off for Hines for a three from the top, no good. And the rebound off for Lesueur Henderson. Graff into the front court, left side for Carrolls. John Carrolls around to the right side, Kang. Kang penetrates into the lane, now fadeaway shot, good from just beyond the free throw line by Maren Kang. 8 points for him, and it's a three-point game again as Lesueur Henderson stays close. 13:29 left to go on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Right side, Davis pulls up, two-point jumper, no good, and the rebound to Lesueur Henderson. And it'll be Graff bringing it into the front court. Dumps it down inside for Vankemeyer. Shot up, oh, and it rolls off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. So close on that one. Hines left side, Bergman. Bergman around to the right side for Trio. Trio now, Bergman left side. Trio on the left wing as he cuts through. Around to Bergman, three-point shot. Good again by Avery Bergman from the right wing. Wow, Avery's huge tonight, picking up the slack. Six threes for him now and 18 points. For the Eagles, right side, here's Lesueur Henderson with the ball. Vankemeyer off to Carrolls. Carrolls, elbow left side, pushes his way up on Burr, and the bucket good, and a timeout. Burr wanted an offensive push there, but he doesn't get it, and Carrolls has 6 points, and a timeout with 12:22. Left to go in the game. On the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard, it's Maple River 42, Lesueur Henderson 38. Back in a minute.
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Back here in Mapleton. Staying close. LeSueur Henderson hanging in there. 42-38 the score. Maple River leads 12-22 left to go here in the ball game. And Maple River will bring it up. Hines into the front court. Left side, Bergman. Bergman around to the top. Now dribbles left side over to Davis in the corner. Davis on top, right side, Bergman. Bergman around to Davis. Now to Hines, left side. On top, Bergman for three again. That's off, no good. And the rebound for LeSueur Henderson. Graff into the front court. Gets it off now to Vinkemeyer. Left side, Carrolls has it. Carrolls across to Vinkemeyer. And right side, Kang with it. Fadeaway three is good by Maren Kang. Little dribble in. Step back three by Kang. 11 for him now. And it's a one-point ball game. Eagles lead it 42-41 on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard as Hines hands it on top for Maple River. Right side for Trio. Trio standing looking. Now to Bergman. Hines left side. Burr penetrates into the lane in traffic. Shoots in front and he got it. Wyatt Burr powers his way in for a bucket there. He's got eight in the game now. And Eagles up by three again, 44-41. Carrolls on top, right side, Vinkemeyer. Vinkemeyer driving the baseline, kicks it off to Kang, and he gets the layup. Nice pass there, Vinkemeyer to Kang. That's 13 now for Maren Kang. And it's a one-point game again. Eagles up 44-43, 10:28 left to go in the game. Hines, right side, Trio now off for Bergman. Bergman's pass back to Davis. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And that'll be the seventh turnover on Maple River. And LeSueur Henderson gets the ball back and a chance to take the lead. They had two opportunities on possessions earlier to take the lead. Down by one, couldn't do it. We'll see if they do it here. Vinkemeyer, right side. They haven't led. I don't know, let's see, have they led at all in this game? I don't think so. Maple River got the first points, I think. Here's Vinkemeyer, three-point shot, left wing, no good. Kang on the putback has it stripped, and it will belong to Maple River. They wanted a foul on that but didn't get it. And Trio right side, Davis cutting through, and his shot no good, but the follow by Wyatt Burr is good. 10 for Wyatt now, 46-43. Eagles lead, 9:30 left to go in the game. Graff into the front court, left side now for Brody Behrendt. Behrendt on top for Nolan Weber, who checked in a bit ago. Kang on the right side. Kang near the free throw line, dishes to Graff in front, and a good look right in the middle of the lane for Weber, but he misses it. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagles, left side, Bergman for three again. Long three, left wing, no good. Rebound, LeSueur Henderson. Graff will bring it into the front court. Graff out on top, goes to the right side now, Vinkemeyer. And it's off now to Weber, to Kang. Kang on the left side will bring it back on top. Kang now drives into the lane, and he is tied up there by Trio. Jump ball is called. And LeSueur Henderson will maintain possession on the arrow. And will inbound from underneath. 46-43. Maple River by three on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. We have 8:41 left to go in the game. Lobbed in to Weber. Now to Barrett. Barrett left side for Graff. Runner on the baseline is no good. Put back is good. Out in front. And it was Kang again on the putback, and he has 15. And it's down to a one-point game again, 46-45. Eagle ball right side. Burr hands it off to Davis, and the ball comes loose, and it's stolen away by the Giants. Eight turnovers on Maple River now, and Graff will bring it up. Another chance for the Giants to take the lead. Graff, elbow left side. Weber spins his way into the lane, lost the ball, and he got it back. Shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Maple River. And Hines will bring it into the front court. Giants wanted a foul on that one again, but they're letting them play now. Trio on the left side. Off now for Bergman. Bergman penetrates the lane, shoots up in front, and got it. This time Bergman drives for a bucket. And he's got 20 points now for the Eagles to lead them in scoring. The Sewer Henderson ball now, three-point edge for Maple River. 7:20 to go in the game. Round to the left side, Venkemeyer with it on top for Kang. Kang dribbling out on top, now gets it off to Venkemeyer again. And he falls down with the ball, and it is going to be a timeout. Or he might have been called on a travel. Timeout from the bench for LeSueur Henderson. 7:07 left to go in the game. On the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard, Maple River holding on to a three-point lead, 48-45. We're back in a moment.
Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, 7:07 left to go in the game. Maple River trying to create a little cushion here, but they haven't been able to do it. LeSueur Henderson hanging in there. They just haven't had enough to take the lead. A couple times they've had the ball with down by one, but haven't been able to take the lead. They're down by three and have the ball now. Graff lobs it in to Weber. Whoop, and his pass right back underneath the Venkemeyer goes out of bounds. And that'll be a dozen turnovers now on LeSueur Henderson. And the Eagles get it back again with that three-point edge. 7:04 left to play in the game as Hines takes the inbounds pass. He'll bring it up. Hines across the line goes to Burr. Burr, nice backdoor bounce pass, but the shot by Davis goes behind the backboard as Kang was on him. And it went off of Kang, I think, so it'll belong to Maple River. I'll tell you what. It's hard to shoot over these guys, tell you that much. They are big. And the Eagles inbound underneath. Burr goes to the bucket and gets it. Wyatt over Carroll's, I think it was. 2, 4, 6, 8. What is that, a dozen now for, Wyatt Burr with 12. And the Giants have it back now. Carroll's on top, right side, Graff. Graff on top, Carroll's for three, and it's no good. Rebound rimmed out, the shot rimmed out, rebound Maple River. Ahead to Trio. Trio on top, right side. This is a pivotal spot here where the Eagles, with the time starting to trickle down, 6:11 to go in the game, they can put a little cushion here. They're up by five, shot clock on 14 now as Hines with it, left side, Bergman for three, no good, and the rebound off for LeSueur Henderson. Giants will bring it up into the front court. It is Graff with it, right side, Kang. Kang pulls back, takes the three, and he got it. And another step back three by Maren Kang. And he's got 18 now in the game. And it is a two-point game again. Trio on top for Maple River. Right side for Hines. Hines on the right wing. Ah, still on the dribble. Hines now to Trio. Trio pulls back out right wing on top Bergman. Bergman back to Trio. Left side Hines. Hines off now to Trio and a foul there on LeSueur Henderson. Haven't had many fouls. We haven't had any fouls here in this half. I just noticed that here. Fouls on Kang, and that's his third. And that is the first foul of the half. That's crazy. And Maple River will inbound from underneath. Inbounded to Trio left side. 5:05 left to go here in the ballgame. 50-48, Eagles by two. On the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard as Burr dribbles across the lane, shoots in front, no good. And on the rebound, we have another foul. This one will be on Maple River. It's on Cole Davis. Second on him. That's the first on Maple River. And now, here they are again. LeSueur Henderson, this time can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three as Graff brings it into the front court. Right side now for Brody Barrett. Barrett has it. Carroll's around to Kang. Kang on the left wing. Kang across to Graff. Jump step toward the free throw line. Doesn't take a shot. Gets it back to Kang, who drives in. Shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound will go to Maple River. And again, LeSueur Henderson fails in their chance to either take the lead or tie it. And back the other way. Hines with it now for Maple River. On top for Bergman. And dumped inside. Burr underneath. And that one rejected by Brody Barron, I think, got it. But a foul is called on LeSueur Henderson. It's on Benkemeyer. Second one on him. And the second foul on LeSueur Henderson. So it was Benkemeyer that actually blocked that, but got him, got the foul. So here's Wyatt Burr to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw on the way. Good by Burr. 51-48. Maple River leads on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. 4:10 left to play. And Burr ready for his second free throw. On the way is good. 14 now for Wyatt here tonight. And the Eagles lead back up to four. Graff out on top. Off for Barrett. Right side, Kang. Kang working against Davis. Kang steps back for a three, and he got it again. And we've seen that before. Maren Kang, another step-back three. And it's a one-point game again. Eagles lead 52-51. Eagle ball on top. Hines right side. Bergman down to 3:35 left to go in the game. Bergman right side off to Trio. Left side now Hines. Hines on the left wing on top for Bergman over to Trio. Trio right side. Burr's going to drive to the lane. And his shot off the glass. No good. Davis on the rebound and the shot blocked. Breakaway for Kang. Oh, and it's knocked away from him from behind by Trio. What an exchange there. I'll tell you what, this is getting entertaining here, folks. 3:12 left to go. And it looked like Kang was on a breakaway there, but Trio got there and knocked it away. And so LeSueur Henderson will inbound from underneath with the Eagles up by one. Graff left side drives into the lane and a whistle. What happened here now? We've got a foul called on Maple River. It's on Tyler Hines, his first, third, or second foul on Maple River. Giants inbound underneath again. Graff left side off now to Benkemeyer and a travel call on Benkemeyer. He got his feet tangled up with Trio and that'll be the 13th turnover on LeSueur Henderson. And again, how many times can you have a chance to take the lead and you can't do it? That's at least, I don't know, that's
coming up on at least 10 times that's happened this half now for LeSueur Henderson. 52-51. Eagles still by one. 2:50 to go in the game. Trio in the middle. Dribbles it back out top. Now drives left side. Trio underneath in the land of the Giants. Kicks it out to Bergman. Bergman penetrates off now to Hines. They pull back out. 10 on the shot clock. Burr has it in the lane. Burr fadeaway shot. No good by Burr. And the rebound comes off for LeSueur Henderson. Finkemeyer there. Graff across the line. 2:25 left to go. Giants have it. Carroll's penetrating now off for Kang. Three-point shot. Oh, and it's in and out by Kang. And the rebound grabbed by LeSueur Henderson. Or by Maple River, excuse me. Hines will bring it across the line. And Maple River wants a timeout. 2:09 left to go in the game on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Maple River leading LeSueur Henderson by 1:52-51. And we're back in a minute.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Back here in Mapleton, 2:09 left to go in the game. Maple River trying to hang on here. LeSueur Henderson's had their opportunities to take the lead, but they just haven't been able to do it. And they're still down by one. Eagles inbound. 25 on the shot clock. 2:08 left to go in the game. Hines across the line. Off to Bergman. Bergman right wing to Trio on top. Around to Davis. Left corner for Hines. Cross-court pass. Trio for three. And it won't go. Rebound for Brody Barrett. And the Giants a chance again to take the lead with 1:45 left to go. And now a timeout, LeSueur Henderson. Oh, boy. LeSueur Henderson down by one. 1:41 left to go in the game. And on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard, Maple River still by one, 52-51. We're back in 30 seconds.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
In Mapleton, 52-51. Maple River leads by one. 1:41 left to go. Big section game here for seeding tonight as well. But also the South Central Conference. Eagles already have a share of the conference title. But if they lose here tonight, it's probably going to be a three-way tie between LeSueur Henderson and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial and Maple River. They'll all get a piece of the conference title in its first year of the South Central Conference. Back on top. Kang has it on the inbounds. Tried to shovel it across the lane, and he threw it away. Oh, big turnover there, trying to get it over to Barrett, it looked like. 14 turnovers on LeSueur Henderson. And once again, the Giants fail to take the lead. And the Eagles still up by one. 1.5 left to go. On the left side, Bergman has it. Off to Hines on top. Hines, right side. Davis takes the three, and it's an air ball by Davis, and it went out of bounds off of Bergman underneath. Well, you won't see that very often, but I'll tell you what, these the long arms and the 6'9", 6'6", 6'5", height here of LeSueur Henderson is affecting the perimeter shooting for sure for Maple River. Giants have it again. Another chance to take the lead. Kang on the left side. Gets it off now to Caden Graff, and a whistle foul on Maple River. It's on Tyler Hines, his second. Third on Maple River. Not a shooting foul. LeSueur Henderson will inbound from underneath. 1 minute left to go in the game. Giants again a chance to take the lead with a bucket down by one. Benkemeyer lobs it into Barrett on top. Kang for three. Good by Marin Kang. 24 for him, and the Giants up by two. 50 seconds to go. Hines into the front court for Maple River on top. Bergman has it now to Trio. Trio on top. Left side now. Bergman. Bergman on the wing to Trio. Trio Hines. Bergman now on top. Right side Trio. Who's going to take a shot? Burr has it. He'll try a three, and it's off no good. Left side. Rebound grabbed by LeSueur Henderson. Carroll's with it, and he's fouled with 24.6 seconds left to go. And the foul is on Bergman. That is his first. Giants going to inbound after we have a timeout here as... No shots yet. We're nowhere near bonus here as both teams each with four. Well, the Eagles with four team fouls. Two for LeSueur Henderson is all here in the half. So a timeout called. 24.6 seconds left to go. And on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard, Maple River is behind for the first time. I think it might be the whole game because, let's see, I got to try to think back here. I think Maple River did score first. I don't think LeSueur Henderson has ever had the lead until just now with that three-point shot by Marin Kang, and he's been huge here in the second half for LeSueur Henderson. Kang only had 6 points at halftime, but he sat for a pretty good stretch with foul trouble, picked up two early fouls. And so 24 points for Kang on the night. And he just hit the last three-pointer to finally put LeSueur Henderson ahead 54-52. So the Eagles got to figure something out here because LeSueur Henderson's got the ball with 24.6 seconds to go and a two-point lead. They're going to try to deny the inbounds pass. Kang looking... Looking, and he throws it in, and that almost was thrown away, but Graff comes up with it, and now a foul called on Trio. First one on him. Eagles still have two fouls to give. That's their fifth, and we're down to 21 seconds to go. They'll try to deny the inbounds again. Kang looking to get it in. Can't find anybody, can't find anybody. Now he finally gets it in. And another foul called by on Davis, I think, this time. And it will be... Nope, it's on Trio. Second one on him. That's six now on Maple River. One more. Next one will be bonus here. 19 seconds to go. Kang inbounding from the sideline this time in the backcourt. And he gets it into Benkemeyer, almost lost it, and he's fouled. With 16.6 seconds to go. And Trio got him again. That's Zach's third foul now. And it'll put Benkemeyer to the free throw line for a 1-1. He only needs to miss one for the Eagles to have a chance to tie it with a three, but we'll see what he does on the front end of the 1-1. Benkemeyer with 8 points here tonight. And here is the first free throw on the way. Good. Benkemeyer hits it. 9 points for Hunter Benkemeyer. we have a little moisture on the floor or on the ball here. So this one's big here. Venkemeyer makes this one. It's a two-possession game. So Venkemeyer ready for the second free throw, and it is no good. Rebound, Maple River. A three will tie it. Hines into the front court, 12 seconds to go. Davis, his shot blocked from way out, and the Giants get it, and a whistle. And what do we got going? A foul on Maple River on Burr. That's his third. Down to 6.9 seconds to go. And it's Brody Barrett who will go to the free throw line this time, but we're going to get another timeout here. What a finish here in Mapleton. Eagles had the lead all the way through this game pretty much, but LeSueur Henderson kept hanging in there, and they finally took the lead. And they're trying to salt it away now. They lead 55-52 over Maple River on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. And they're going to need Brody Barrett to miss, well, the front end of the 1-1 here to probably have a chance in this one with only 6.9 seconds left to go in the game. JV game tonight. Maple River won that over LeSueur Henderson 66-55. And we'll hold on for the outcome of the varsity game here. A LeSueur Henderson win means a three-way tie for the South Central Conference Championship between Maple River, LeSueur Henderson, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And it will also have a ripple effect in the section seedings, probably, which will come out tomorrow morning. So here we go. Brody Barrett at the line. Big free throw right here. The front end of a 1-1. This will make it a two-possession game. Oh, he's short. No good. Rebound by Burr. Got to hurry. Burr and a timeout. What happened here? Nope, a foul in the backcourt on LeSueur Henderson on Graff. His first, and we're going to get another timeout here. 2.9 seconds left to go. And 55-52, LeSueur Henderson leads by three. 2.9 seconds to go. We'll keep it right here. The Eagles will inbound about just shy of half court on the far sideline is where that foul was called on Graff. And they're going to have almost 3 seconds to get off a shot here, and it's probably going to be a three-pointer to tie it up. 55-52, LeSueur Henderson leads on the Essential In-Home Services scoreboard. Final regular season game for Maple River tonight. LeSueur Henderson has one left. They play Waseca on Friday night. And as far as the section playoffs go, the seedings will come out tomorrow morning. And Waseca clearly will be the number one seed. They are undefeated and the heavy favorite to win the section. And then after that, who knows? It's it's pretty even after that between a bunch of teams. And so it'll be interesting to see how the seedings land here tomorrow morning for Section 2AA. So here we go. Eagles trio will put it in play. They need a three with 2.9 seconds to tie the game. And we'll see what kind of play we got lined up here. Trio looking to inbound it. Can't find anybody to get it to, and it's tipped out of bounds by LeSueur Henderson. And so the question is the clock here now. 2.6 is the time left. And now we're going to get another timeout, Maple River. So 2.6 seconds on the clock. 0.3 clicked off there on the tip out of bounds by LeSueur Henderson on the inbounds pass. And it's a good thing that LeSueur Henderson did tip that out, because time was running out on the 5 seconds on Maple River on the inbounds. So, Eagles not quite dead yet here. Still have a chance to try to tie it up. 2.6 seconds left to go in the game. 55-52, LeSueur Henderson has the lead. And we'll see if the Eagles can come up with a miracle three-pointer to tie it up and send this thing into overtime. Giants avenging a earlier thrashing by Maple River earlier in the season. I think it was 71-43. The Eagles won that one. They killed them, but much different game here today. Trio inbounding from the far side, cross court over to Wyatt Burr, and his shot is blocked at the buzzer. Well, wait a minute, a foul is called. A foul called on Benkemeyer on the three-point shot by Burr. And Wyatt has a chance to tie the game now. Benkemeyer, the buzzer sounded, and so there's no time on the clock. And Wyatt Burr, they're going to come over and put 0.5 on the clock. And Wyatt Burr at the line. He has to make all three for the Eagles to send it to overtime. So here we go. Wyatt Burr, three free throws right here. And the first one on the way. Good. That's one. Two more to go. 55-53 now. And the senior leader of this team, second free throw on the way. Good. One more and it's tied. So Burr trying to make the next free throw to tie the game. And he makes it. We're probably going to overtime. Substitutions by LeSueur Henderson. Here we go. Wyatt for the third and most important free throw here to tie it up. Free throw on the way. No good! And the rebound, LeSueur Henderson, and the Giants are going to win it 55-54 as Wyatt Burr couldn't quite get all three of them. He made the first two, but the second one just a little bit too hard off the heel. And no good, and LeSueur Henderson grabs the board in the last half a second, runs off the clock, and oh my goodness, LeSueur Henderson wins it 55-54 over Maple River here tonight. And we have a three-way tie for the South Central Conference. And it will be LeSueur Henderson with the win here tonight. We'll wrap this one up coming up after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes, built for a lifetime of living.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we're back here in Mapleton. LeSueur Henderson, who trailed almost the entire game, ends up with the win here tonight, 55-54. Wyatt Burr was fouled on a three-point shot with a half a second left in the game. And went to the line, made the first two free throws, but couldn't get the third one in to tie it and send it into overtime. And LeSueur Henderson gets the one-point win here tonight. So here's the scoring for LeSueur Henderson. They're led by Maren Kang, who had 24 points, 18 of those in the second half, and he had a bunch of step back threes, four of them in the second half, to spark the Giants to the win. 24 for Kang here tonight, 9 for Hunter Vinkemeyer, 8 for Caden Graff, Brody Barrett with 8, and John Carrolls with 6 for their total of 55. Maple River led by Avery Bergman tonight with 20 points, 16 for Wyatt Burr, 8 for Tyler Hines, 3 for Zach Trio, and 2 for Carson Healy for their total of 54. So that's it for the regular season for Maple River. They finish at 17-9, and we'll see how this affects them tomorrow now in the section seedings. LeSueur Henderson goes to 19-6 with the win here tonight. They have one game left Friday night against Waseca. So once again, your final scores. JV, Maple River wins 66-55. And in the varsity contests, LeSueur Henderson trailing just about the entire game. Got the buckets when they needed it in the final minutes, and they hold on for a 55-54 win over Maple River here tonight. Thanks to Reese back at the station running the controls for us tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thank you for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Basketball here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, the United Hospital District, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, Stateline Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman. Maple River Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right.
Tim McGraw.
The one who made heaven. I hope she never breaks.
I love it.
Tonight I'm gonna love you like I'm never gonna love you again.
My country.
Today's country. 98 country.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road.
D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, "Hey, Daddy, who's that?" And before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane. See that dog run by. Squirrels have houses in the trees. Wife got to put stingers on honeybees. It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty in pink backseat.
she's yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty in pink, backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in. God. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? These squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little dad. D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Kane Brown and his little backseat driver, it's his latest. Let's check some entertainment history for the 25th of February. When it comes to our favorite movies, Hall Pass. It made its debut the 25th of February, 2011. That's entertainment history for today.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
From the Garlix Water Conditioning Studio, this is KBEW-FM, Bluard, Fairmont.
You can be a winner from Margaret's Pub in Easton. Tune in to 98 Country every Friday morning at 8:10 as Margaret's Pub presents Free Flight Friday. Each week, listeners will have a chance to win a free craft beer or wine flight from Margaret's, plus a $5 voucher to use on your tab of $25 or more. Just call in and answer a beer or wine trivia question and you win. That's Free Flight Friday presented by Margaret's Pub of Easton every Friday morning at 8:10 here on 98.1 FM.
Are you in a pickle with your big old truck and trailer acting up?
Don't worry, folks. Ehrman Truck Repair is here to save the day.
They fix trucks and trailers faster than you can say lickety-split.
And the prices won't make your piggy bank cry.
From brakes to engines, they will make it all shiny and new.
So don't wait till your wheels fall off. Call Ehrman Truck Repair in Blue Earth today.
And tell them your favorite truck buddies, Gage Ehrman and Drake Ehrman, sent you.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order is cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's a Country Butcher Shop located in Easton.
Grab your to-do list and head to Fleet Farm for Project Days, happening now through the 26th. Carhartt fans get a free $20 gift card with every $100 worth of Carhartt gear. Good on your next Fleet Farm purchase. Sprout Sweet Mix for horses and livestock is just $8.99 a bag. And save $50 on a Milwaukee M18 Compact Brushless Drill Driver Kit, now only $149. Don't miss Project Days for great buys on all things DIY at Fleet Farm. Home of the best prices, guaranteed.
The biggest stars in country music.
We have variety.
A lot of variety.
Lots of variety.
98.1 FM. Transmitting to two states with your favorite hot country.
Scared of nothing and I'm scared.